Hello, and welcome to another episode of Empowering People with Energy, where we seek to empower you with education, information, and connection. So let's get started. Today, we're excited to celebrate two different things for the month, Volunteer Month and Earth Month. They seem separate, but I think after this podcast, you can see they're very much connected. Volunteerism and environmental advocacy is a part of EPE. And as I hope you see through this podcast, it's really important to the central strategy we have for the future. With volunteerism, we have hundreds of employees across so many organizations, from Hatch to Van Horn, that are contributing to the community. Last year alone, we had 11,000 hours donated to our community. And I've been so happy to be a part of a community where it's just on El Paso Electric. It seems to be a core to who we are. And we will talk about the importance of volunteerism as we celebrate Volunteer Month. And we also get to celebrate Earth Month, how we take care of each other, and then we take care of our environment, which I affectionately call Mother Earth. Today, as I said, I am in El Paso on the northeast side, also known as Sun City. And look around us. Isn't it beautiful? We are so lucky to have this weather and this environment. Behind me, you can see solar panels. They are one of 41,000 solar panels that we use every day to serve you and power your life. They make up more than 115 megawatts of power. And that's in addition to a lot of other solar facilities that we have on rooftops and at other facilities. Now, we're just getting started because last year we were proud to say by 2035, we will be 80% carbon free and we will pursue a decarbonization goal of 100% by 2045. We know it's important to our community and we know it's important to you and it's important to us, and we are committed to doing our part. So as we think about our community and we think about the volunteers who make it strong and we think about the earth and our blessing to have the environment that we have and the opportunities we have to enjoy it, I hope you're enjoying our guests as they tell us a little bit more about it. So let's get started. Another episode of Empowering People with Energy. Hello. We're so excited today to welcome Janae Renaud Field, Executive Director for the Frontera Land Alliance, to the set. Welcome, Janae.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, we always like to get to know who's on set with us before we start any conversation. So, who is Janae?
Well, first, happy Earth Month. It is great to be here. That's why I'm here. It's been a busy month. And I'm originally from Michigan. And I grew up on a small farm there. That's where my connection to the land came from. It is why I see the value and the importance of having partnerships with private landowners and public landowners so we can have this for the future. And throughout that time period in Michigan, it just grew stronger and stronger. And I ended up attending Michigan State University for a wildlife biology degree. And from there, I went into the Peace Corps.
Oh, Peace Corps. How interesting.
I served there for about 2.5 or so years and in Bulgaria, Eastern Europe. From there, I worked for the state of Michigan, had some other careers along the way. But I've been in the environmental field since 1997.
Wow, what varied experience. It's funny, throughout those years, you know, we have this now thought about Earth Day. You know, how do you think that evolved? My friends say, why do we need Earth Day? Because I think it's just us trying to raise consciousness about how we impact this earth. And we always like to say Mother Earth and how we all work together. So all that experience in Earth Day, you know, what does it mean to you?
It is a wonderful time for at least once a year. People are better connected and they're at least aware of their surroundings. We see a huge influx of everybody wanting to participate throughout the month of April, doing something for the environment. And it's just nice because each time they do that, it's just they're closer and being more aware, better educated about their impact.
And you know, there's a lot of science about being in nature. I just came from a conference for Earth Day, and they were talking about how there's so much scientific studies around the impact and the healingness of being conscious about the Earth and being more a participant in it. So I think it's more relevant than ever.
Yes.
Now, you've been in a lot of places, Bulgaria, you came from Michigan. How did you end up in El Paso? And I know as a transplant myself, you know, it is such a welcoming community. How did you get here and how have you found it?
It's a wonderful community. Everybody's just great to work with. Coming from a community of snow, it was a bit of a transition with the heat.
Yes, but... I know. Coming from Chicago, right?
Yes. And so I ended up in Central Texas. I worked for the Guadalupe Blanco River Trust.
Okay.
I was the director for a land trust over there. Met my husband. He's from El Paso.
It's all about love, people.
So I'm here.
Well, you know, it's so good to get to know a little bit about you. Now, who you work for, the Frontera Land Alliance. I know that EPE has done some volunteerism with you, but tell our readers, what's that organization about?
So the Frontera Land Alliance was created in 2004 by a group of citizens in the area. They were concerned about Kastner Range, actually. That is a still ongoing project, 50 years working towards preserving it. And from there, we acquired our first nature preserve in 2006,
The
Joaquin Teschner Nature Preserve, where you've been cleaning up trash.
I love that. It was really a fun day just walking on the trail, looking at how the trails are really have evolved and how they're maintained. And somebody has to do that.
Yes.
Somebody has to not put trash out. And then if they do, somebody pick it up. And
exactly.
It was a beautiful day.
Exactly. So that's what the Frontera Land Alliance does. We work with private and public landowners. So we work with farmers and ranchers. We give an opportunity for those that want to conserve their land in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. And people will say you can't control it from the grave, but you can.
You can.
And so we put, it's a legal document. There are limitations that the landowner and our organization would work with, and they become recorded at the county courthouse.
Oh.
And so Napland and Lost Dog are examples, but that's with the city. So that's a public owner. And the other component of what we do is endless education.
Right.
Education, volunteerism.
I'll speak a little bit more about that. I know we'll hear from Michelle later on about her volunteer activities. But I think it's so important to understand the role volunteers play and keeping our earth well, right?
Yes.
So talk about, or elaborate a little bit about, what are the volunteer opportunities with Frontera Alliance?
So with Frontera, there's a lot of volunteer opportunities. You can volunteer and pick up trash. We have stewardship days where we work on trail building, which I know you were at as well. And then there's other ways of actually using your voice, participating, being informed. Mm-hmm. And we have different folks that sit on committees and board members. Mm. And becoming a member is a great way. Just being financially supportive of the work we do, even if you can't get out in the field.
Now, see, I didn't know that. I've been out picking up trash and helping with trails, but you have to give me a slip so I can be a supporter. You know, energy and the land have such a unique relationship. And over the 30 years I've been in the industry, we have become more and more conscious about our impact on the earth. And as you can see from the solar panels here, we're trying to think, how do we have a smaller footprint, both in our carbon and how we treat with our relationship with the earth. So it's a volunteerism that's special to me, but a partnership that EPE really values. Now, I heard you talk about education, and I know out there in the public domain, there's this idea of, you know, there's education, there's advocacy, there's volunteer, you know, there's so many things along that spectrum. Where do you all sit on the advocacy, the lobbying, the education? What do you do?
We work with all people, all landowners. We want to educate everybody. We want to go into all the neighborhood associations. We just gave a presentation to them on Monday, sharing that we can come to you, to your neighborhood, and take you on outdoor walks, even if it's just through your neighborhood park. It doesn't have to be wilderness.
Okay.
And there's such crossover where you can have recreation and wildlife where they interact. I've seen along the years power lines where they're actually trails for the public. I know animals may use them as corridors. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of crossover.
Well, it makes me think as we look around here, just how many opportunities we have. We're so blessed to have to be in this and take advantage of this wonderful weather, the land that we have, the beautiful mountains. And there's a thing called ecotourism. Now, how have you been able to take advantage of all we have to offer? And what are some ideas for others to take advantage of the opportunities to come out and really enjoy our land?
They can go to our website, of course, and they can see where our events are. There are a lot of nonprofits that are all volunteers that lead bird hikes, insects, and you can go out and participate in any of them. We manage Napland and Lost Dog recreation trails for hiking. Wow. At Napland, Lost Dog is mountain biking and hiking. Wow. Trail running. We see dogs out there. I would recommend that you follow the Leave No Trace. People will pick up after their dog, but then they leave the bag. It still takes months to years to decompose. And so just to be courteous of other users, I like to think of it in a way that we don't come into your house and walk all over your furniture and leave trash. Why are you doing it where other people go?
Pick up your poo.
That's right.
That's all we're saying. You know what? Again, I think of so much I've learned about the impact of all of us being in nature. And there was a program I went to that said if we were out in nature and we did an awe and wonder every day.
Yep.
You mentioned the birds, and it was funny because we were doing a little meditation. Then they just told us to be silent. Then after the meditation, they asked, what birds did you hear? And I was like, there were birds? There were birds? And it is funny how we're all so busy, busy, busy. And I know in our jobs, we can be busy, busy, busy. We had a little time to talk about our kids. Teenagers are hard. I mean, you don't have a teenager yet. But we just have so much swirl going on in our head. Yeah. We forget there are peace. There's a opportunity for peace. And I did go on a Camino, you know, a walking tour. And there's a phrase that it is all cured through walking. So I'm sure you've experienced that. Why don't we end on just telling our viewers some of your experiences that you've had here and what they've meant to you?
I have seen deer run along the mountain at one of our conservation easements at Napland and Thunder Canyon. I've seen insects I've never seen in other regions, birding. I see the joy of kids that have been outside for the first time hiking.
Wow.
Showing of insects when we're at community events that many companies host and letting them touch an insect.
Oh, wow.
They're taught to be scared of them. It's just wonderful to see children and adults connect with nature.
Right.
What it does for their soul, for me, is what I want to help them understand of the value and how it can just improve a day. By being out here, we feel happier.
We do. I feel happier today. Come in my office here, right here. Well, I have so enjoyed talking to you, Janae, and I hope our listeners take advantage of some of the opportunities that I didn't know. Let's go see an insect. It was funny when the first trail I went on, somebody said, there may be a snake. And I was like, I don't like snakes. Of course, the minute I went out there, I told my friend who was from South Carolina, there's no snakes. We get out there, first thing we see is a snake. And now I've grown to love them. Yes. But thank you again for sharing your perspective. And thank you for the work you do. It's so important. And I hope you continue to help us help you keep our Mother Earth well.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. There you have it. Janae Renaud-Field, Executive Director of the Frontera Alliance. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello, we are so excited to welcome Michelle Pedroza, our compliance specialist at EPE. But that's not what we're here to talk to you about today. We're here to talk about volunteerism. Happy Volunteer Month.
Happy Volunteer
Month. I didn't know there was a Volunteer Month.
Yeah.
So you had a big career, a varied one, before you even came to EPE as our compliance specialist. Tell the readers, who are you and what brought you to this point?
Yeah. So born and raised here in El Paso, Texas, kind of moved around a little bit throughout the city as I was younger, but ended up on the west side and graduated from Franklin High School. Went to Texas State University in San Marcos, majored criminal justice. Right.
Wait a minute. We have to stop. You majored in criminal justice. And now you're doing compliance. Well, it's kind of You know, it's a little bit, because your title's not what you do. You work for auditing, which is kind of related to, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I went because I wanted to be in the FBI. But my senior year in college, I had a professor walk in and said, I am about to ruin 95% of your dreams. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he
says, that sounds sad.
Right? So he said, if you are here to go into the FBI, this is not the degree for you. And so I was like, what? And he's like, you need a more specialized degree, right? Accounting, foreign language, but not this. So I said, oh my gosh, I have 1 year left. What do I do? So I decided, you know what, I'm going to finish. I have 1 year left. And then when I go back for my master's degree, I will
accounting or something.
something, right? So I did. I graduated, came back to El Paso. I was fortunate enough to have a job waiting for me.
Good.
And worked in the healthcare industry.
So I want everybody to hear this because your degree matters, but not that much. You can degree in criminal justice, and you can go back and work for the healthcare.
Absolutely.
I have a degree in journalism. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so came back, did that for a few years, and then an opportunity presented itself to work for a criminal defense attorney.
Oh, wow.
So I thought, hey, might as well use that degree now, right? So I did that. I worked for a criminal defense attorney for about 5 years, and then opportunity presented itself at El Paso Electric. I wanted to expand my knowledge,
right,
and grow, and I had a friend who worked at El Paso Electric and said, hey, there's an opening in the legal department. Why don't you apply?
Well, we're glad to have you at EPE.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What drew you to us? You know, I love those stories. I love the fact that we have so many people that were raised in El Paso and knew EPE in some level, you know,
right,
and chose to come with us. So what was that impetus?
So two things. So one, obviously, as I mentioned, I wanted to grow. I wanted to grow my career. But the other thing that I thought was important to me, too, is having somebody who worked at El Paso Electric. I knew that they were very involved in the community.
Right.
And so that was something I had been wanting to do, get into volunteering. But I never knew how.
Right.
I get to work for this great company and I get to volunteer while I'm there.
You know, I love that about EPE. I know when I was looking for a company, one of the things that really attracted to me is our deep commitment to our community. Last year, we had more than 11,000 hours that were volunteered by our employees in a variety of ways. And just seeing that, we don't have to force them. You know, they're always raising their hand. We just had the Frontera Alliance. I know you've helped there, and I want to hear about that.
Yeah.
But our employees are always out there in the community, involved in boards, picking up trash, doing so much. I love that. I love that about the community in general and EPE in particular. Tell us about some of your volunteer activities.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I have volunteered with the Frontera land. And one of, I think, the coolest and funnest experience I had with them is when we got to build an owl burrow. So that was a lot of fun out in Rustler
Canyon. Okay, what is that? What's an owl burrow?
Basically, just something to allow the owls to come in and have a safe haven.
Oh, it's an owl burrow.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
That was an owl burrow, like, you know, an avenue.
No.
You know, I'm learning stuff, too, every day.
Yeah, so that was one of the funnest things. Some other things I've been able to do, help grant wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, they're so wonderful. I've helped paint houses, but I think kind of the biggest thing that I've really enjoyed is being a mentor with the big brothers, big sisters.
Now, Michelle is too modest to tell our audience, but you were selected by El Paso's Big Brothers Big Sisters as the volunteer, right?
Yeah.
What was the award? What was it?
It was Big Sister of the Year for 2021.
Big Sister of the Year for 2021. Oh, that is so great. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience and who are some of the young women that you've been able to get to know?
Yeah, so that was one of the most special awards, you know, a nomination. Just being nominated and awarded that was so special to me because this program is I think, a wonderful program, right? Mentoring. And so I've been with my little Olivia in December will be 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've basically watched her grow up, you know? She's about to be 13 years old, which means she became my little when I was like eight, she was 8 or 9 years old.
Oh my goodness.
So it's kind of just been an amazing thing. And when I first decided to be a mentor, my mom had just passed away. And so I wanted to kind of do something to honor her, you know, what can I do to honor her? And so I felt that this was kind of like one of the best ways, right? Kind of everything she taught me,
right?
Try to help someone else.
Oh, with that's that. So beautiful. So,
yeah.
You know, I have seen big brothers and big sisters throughout the country, and everywhere I go, they're doing so much important work. I Absolutely. Love this idea. You're little and you're the big. And then every time we have an event, the little speaks.
Right.
And sometimes the big speaks too. And I've not left one of those events with a dry eye. They are really impactful. So thank you for the work you do.
Thank you.
So this is Volunteer Month. Why do you think volunteerism is so important?
Honestly, it's giving back to our community, right? Mm-hmm. The place that we're from. I think that's just that is just so important, right? Because we live here, right? This belongs to us. So we should do something to give back to our community.
You know, there's a thought, and I've been thinking about a lot lately, that, you know, we do rise and fall together. It's not like some of us can get ahead and leave everybody else behind. It just doesn't work that way. So when we take care of each other, we're really kind of taking care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I was at another event, and we were talking about this idea of giving, you know, your time, mm-hmm. your talent, and how it really is a gift we give to ourselves, and how we just liberate our soul through that process. And I have watched the variety of people in our company just grow from that experience.
Absolutely.
And I think it really parlays over into your work life, because you learn leadership from volunteerism.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You learn how to get along. You learn how to be humble, because think about it, we're out picking trash. There's no CEOs. We're all just picking up trash.
Exactly.
We're picking up trash. And you feel good. I know I do, because sometimes I work, I think, what did I do today? When I look at my bag of trash, I know I got something accomplished today, right? There's a sense of satisfaction with that. Is there anything else you want our audience to know about the opportunities out there and what we all can do to help our community get stronger and more vibrant?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just kind of take advantage of any opportunities to go out there and volunteer, right? I think one of the things I've always said is that you never know what you're going to find yourself liking or doing unless you try it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think also the other thing is, I think sometimes people get a little like, oh, I don't know anybody.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I want to do this on my own. But one, take a friend. But two,
take a friend.
Yeah.
Take a friend. I like that idea.
And then too, like with us, right, at El Paso Electric, I have met so many different employees at the company that I would have never met. So I always kind of like that aspect of it too, you know?
No.
But yeah.
And I feel kind of bad, because sometimes I do get to know them more.
Yeah.
I know we're painting a house Saturday.
Yes,
we're painting a house.
We are painting a house on Saturday.
And I have no painting skills. So I hope somebody's helping me do that. But, you know, I do think we get a sense of our own AP community when we go, and then
Absolutely.
We're in the community. Well, thank you again for the work you do, Michelle. And
thank you
for being EPE. And thank you for helping us do the auditing work that I know you do on your day job. And again, happy Volunteer Month.
Thank you so much.
Michelle, thank you for sharing that story. It certainly warmed my heart. And you've really inspired me to up my volunteerism game. And I hope we've done the same thing for our audience, to say it's really important, our environment, to protect it, to love it, and to enjoy it. And our volunteerism, we all have a role to play, giving our time, treasure, and talents. And it really does make a difference, both of them. So happy Volunteer Month, happy Earth Month, and thank you for joining us on another episode of Empowering People with Energy, where we hope we are doing that we're giving you something to be inspired about. If you've liked today's episode, give us a thumbs up, give us a comment, and like us on your favorite social media vehicle, and listen to us again on your favorite podcast vehicle. So thank you. Until next time, keep being empowered with your energy.